Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Motivational Positivity for Entrepreneurs, the business motivation podcast that ignites your passion, powers your perseverance, and transforms your potential into success. Designed by PrimePod Network, for the dreamers, the doers, and the believers in business, this is where your journey to greatness begins. Get ready to be inspired.
Every human being is faced with the same challenges. The battle inside their own mind. A part of them that wants them to stay where they are versus another part of us that wants to grow, to expand, to evolve. What we can be, we must be. Your future is unwritten, and you have the power to change. We know that a great life doesn't happen by chance, it happens by design. And for you to design the life that you want, you need to become an entrepreneur. But what is an entrepreneur? Many people think it's a risk taker, someone who's prepared to step out of their comfort zone, to do what they've not done before, and in some cases to do what no one has done before, to gamble everything with the realization that you could lose everything. But is that really what an entrepreneur is? When you look at the real meaning of the word in its origin, it doesn't mean risk taker. It means someone who is prepared to grab something in front of them. Someone who wants to take control. Now, as a coach, every day I meet people who want to make positive changes in their life. People who want to achieve. People who want to be more productive, successful, have more fulfillment in their life. To be what they're truly capable of becoming. In order for you to have more, you must become more. You must become an entrepreneur and take control of the most important thing that you own, and that's your mind. Everyone has a mind, but many people are unaware of what your mind is doing. You see, the purpose of your mind is your mind plays tricks on you. So if there's anything that you want in your
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Life and in your business, the odds are stacked against you. Why? Because you are against yourself. Every human being is faced with the same challenges, the battle inside their own mind, a part of them that wants them to stay where they are, versus another part of us that wants to grow, to expand, to evolve. What we can be, we must be. Inside everyone is a burning desire to be an entrepreneur, to take risks, to grab opportunities, to take control of our lives. So how do you take control of your life? By taking control of your mind. How do you take control of your mind? You must become more aware. Aware of what it's like to be yourself. I love to ask the question, how are you? What is the origin of how are you? It's actually very biblical, meaning how are you with God? Now for me, my interpretation of that is how are you with yourself? What is the experience like of being you? Chances are it's not what it could be. Chances are it is what it has been. And maybe you're like so many people all around the world that is fighting a losing battle. A battle where you are more focused on staying where you are than focused on where you want to go. Napoleon Hill wrote about this in 1937 in Think and Grow Rich, interviewing over 500 of the most successful people. From Alexander Graham Bell to Henry Ford to Thomas Edison. And he could see from all of his work that there were patterns. Patterns in what people were focusing on. These people had a burning desire of something they had to do. Something that was in front of them. Something they wanted to grab and take control of. And this is what the greatest entrepreneurs have done. A drive to do more, to create, to bring something in to this world. Everyone has ideas, but every idea that you have ever had can move you in a number of different directions. Right now, stop and look around at all the things that man has created. And know that all of those things that have been created twice. Once inside their mind, and then in reality. We can all have ideas, but bringing those ideas into reality is where the real game starts, and where the real entrepreneur kicks in. That where you can see something so much that you'll do whatever it takes to bring that into the world. With that voice in your head that tells you, no, don't bother. Let's do it tomorrow. Ooh, it's just too much work. The voice that wants you to keep you where you are will slowly fade away as you turn down the volume on that part of your brain and wake up the genius within you that wants to grow, that wants to evolve, that has to, is determined. that will do whatever it takes to become more. A man who won the Nobel Prize in 1937, a Hungarian man whose theory was called syntropy. What is syntropy? Basically, that every living cell lives for one reason: to grow, to express itself fully. What you can be, you must be. The difference between us as human beings and everything else in nature is that we have the dignity of choice. A tree doesn't grow halfway and then think, I've had enough of growing, and stop. It keeps growing because that is what it is designed to do. With human beings, we can have these great ideas of growth and things we must create and do, but we have the dignity of choice. And I challenge you right now to see that all of the choices that you have are either going to move you forwards into growth or back into safety. The natural state of the garden is weeds. The natural state of the garden is decay. We have to go to work on ourselves. We have to become entrepreneurs of our mind, to take control, to be who we're truly capable of being. And your secret weapon in all of this is to find humor in some of what goes on inside your mind as you begin to realize you are more than your thoughts. What you can be, you must be. The time has come for you to be the leader that you are looking for, to be the entrepreneur of every area of your life. Life is a gift, and now is the time for you to become the entrepreneur that you are looking for. A great life, it doesn't happen by chance, it happens by design.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.